Wedding ceremonies often bring together many generations in many bodily realities. A young couple may be standing at the front, but around them may be grandparents, children, pregnant mothers, disabled guests, people with chronic illness, neurodivergent family members, recovering addicts, grieving relatives, anxious guests, and people carrying invisible pain. A Christian wedding officiant should not design the ceremony as though every person has the same body, stamina, hearing, sight, movement, or emotional capacity. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. So are the witnesses, so are the family members, so is the officiant. The organic humans framework helps us reject two errors. First, we reject the idea that the body does not matter. The body matters because God created us as whole living beings. Second, we reject the idea that bodily limitation reduces someone's dignity. Weakness, aging, disability, illness, and sensory need do not make someone less of an image bearer. In Christian ceremony design, accessibility requires practical attention. For aging guests, think about seating, shade, restrooms, walking distance, and ceremony length. For hearing needs, think about microphones, sound checks, printed vows, and clear speech. For vision needs, think about lighting, large print programs, and safe pathways. For mobility needs, think about ramps, aisle width, uneven ground, parking, and seating location. For illness, think about stamina, temperature, fragrance, oxygen, medication schedules, and whether the person can stand. For sensory needs, think about loud music, flashing lights, crowded aisles, unexpected noises, strong smells, and long periods of stillness. These are not merely technical details. They are ministry details. Ministry Sciences reminds us that good preparation can reduce anxiety and increase trust. When people know where to sit, how long the ceremony will be, how to hear, where to move, and what to expect, they can participate more peacefully. Sometimes the couple may not think of these things. They are focused on vows, clothing, family, photos, and the meaning of the day. The officiant can gently ask, "Are there any guests with mobility, hearing, sensory, health, or aging concerns we should prepare for? Will either of you need to sit during part of the ceremony? Should we keep the ceremony brief because of heat, illness, or family needs? Would printed ceremony words help anyone participate? This is not intrusive when asked with care. It is pastoral wisdom." The 15 aspects of Christian philosophy help us see that accessibility touches many parts of the ceremony. The spatial aspect asks whether people can physically enter and sit. The physical aspect notices bodily limits. The sensitive aspect notices sound, light, pain, and emotion. The social aspect includes family participation. The ethical aspect asks whether love is protecting dignity. The faith aspect asks whether the ceremony points to Christ in the way it treats vulnerable people. This matters especially for chaplains. A chaplain wedding ceremony may be brief, but it must never be careless. In a hospital room, hospice setting, elder care facility, military setting, or correctional setting, accessibility may include policy, privacy, consent, medical equipment, safety, and family sensitivity. Life coach ministers and romance officiants can help couples see that accessibility is not a burden. It is love made practical. The wedding ceremony should not shame weakness. It should honor embodied souls before God. Christian love is patient and kind. Accessible ceremony design is one way that patience and kindness become visible.